In Comer's case, the vaccine involved using a weakened poliovirus, one that wouldn't cause symptoms but would confer immunity. In the case of Park and Brody, the technique involved a killed virus that would work more or less the same way. 9,000 children were injected with the Park-Brody vaccine that summer, and 10,000 with Comer's version. Both were disasters, in some cases causing the very polio they were intended to prevent. In others, leading to infections and inflammations, 6 children died of vaccine-caused polio. In November, Comer and Brody were summoned to the annual meeting of the American Public Health Association for an open shaming, delivered in twin reports, one of which ended with the damning conclusion that Comer might as well be guilty of murder. "Gentlemen," Colbert said in his response, "this is one time I wish the floor would open up and swallow me." It would be another 20 years until 1955 before Dr. Jonas Salk would develop a successful killed virus vaccine. That meant 39 years between the epidemic of 1916 and the moment when science would at least have its way with the disease. Americans in lockdown now might seem almost spoiled to be chafing at being told to wait up to 18 months before a vaccine against SARS-CoV-2 becomes available, though optimistic projections suggest that the breakthrough could come as early as January. But as science changes, expectations do too. We can now make vaccines faster than ever. Still, some things remain the same. Americans separated by scourges more than a century apart share the same fear, the same worry, the same loneliness in lockdown, and grief for lost loved ones. Diseases don't change their character, and human beings don't much either. But science presses ahead. And in our impatient 21st century, that's something for which we should be deeply grateful.